Hello again, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. I've got a toy with me that I want to show you for a few moments. And some of the people, some of the lads about my age in their 40s that grew up in the 1980s might recognise this immediately. It's a radio-controlled car. It's a Tamiya Grasshopper. Probably the most famous or well-known of radio-controlled cars in the 1980s. And whenever I was a little boy, I always fancied me one of these. I thought it'd be wonderful to have one of those. Used to get the toy catalogues out and circle this and hope that somewhere along the line I would finally come to own one. That was never the case up until about the age of 40, whenever Tamiya reissued these. And there was a model shop up there in Coleraine and they were selling them, and I saved up, the old schoolboy thing in me, saved up the pounds and the odd £5 note and a little tin, until eventually I had enough cash to go in and purchase the model kit. You have to build it all up from scratch, just like a big Airfix model. Took quite a while, but really enjoyed it, and it really goes quite well. The Tamiya Grasshopper. And maybe you're thinking, well, what are you going to say about that? Well, grasshoppers are mentioned in the Bible. Certainly not the radio-controlled car, but the insect, the grasshopper, is mentioned several times in scripture, and there's a lot that we can learn about ourselves as we consider just for a few moments today the grasshopper. So the first reference is in Numbers chapter 13 and verse number 33, and it's speaking about the grasshopper with relation to its size, its smallness. Numbers chapter 13, the children of Israel are speaking about their enemies, the sons of Anak, and it says, "And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which were come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." And so they felt very small and very weak and very insignificant as they faced this battle that was before them. And they felt very, very small. And we can feel like that as well in the battles of life. In the face of this world, we can feel very small and very weak and very insignificant. And then another reference is in the book of Judges, chapter 6 and verse number 5. And this time it's speaking of the grasshopper with relation to multitude and the size of a swarm of grasshoppers. Judges chapter 6 and verse number 5. "For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude." Grasshoppers for multitude. We're told that in a plague or swarm of locusts or grasshoppers, there can be upwards of 1 billion individual insects. And so in the midst of that, if you take one grasshopper out, it's probably not going to be missed or even noticed that it's gone. And in this large world of ours with over 7 billion inhabitants, we can feel very lost. We can feel very alone. We can feel very unwanted, uncared for, unloved, and unknown. And then another verse that speaks of the grasshopper is Job chapter 39 and verse 20. This time it speaks about the grasshopper in relation to fear. "Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper?" As afraid as a grasshopper. If you're out in the summertime and you're in a field or in the garden and you hear a grasshopper rubbing its legs together, making that song as it were, and you try to find it, the chances are you'll not be able to get it. It'll hide. It'll stop making the noise. It'll blend in with its surroundings because it's afraid. It feels threatened. And in this world of ours, we can feel very much threatened. We can feel very much afraid. We can feel very much alone. But the lovely thing about the God of heaven is he takes notice of his creation. He says, "The very hairs of your head are numbered, and a sparrow shall not fall to the ground without your Father, and your heavenly Father feedeth the fowls of the air." And so it is even with the little grasshopper. God knows all about them, and God has made them. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 22. "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers." He notices them. So I want you today to be encouraged as you think about who you are and where you are in this life. You might feel very small. You might feel weak. You might feel insignificant. You might feel that you're just one of a multitude of people and nobody understands you, nobody knows you, nobody cares for you. You might as well, like the grasshopper, be fearful by nature and fearful of the things around you as you think about life's battles. But God sits upon the circle of the earth. All things are under his feet. And yes, we are very small and we're just like little grasshoppers. But yet the God of heaven loves us, cares for us and watches over us. And if you don't know him, I would encourage you to lift your Bible, study the word of God, find out who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And though you're weak, though you're small, though you're afraid, maybe insignificant, understand that there's a God in heaven who is able to meet you at the point of need. And some of the guys my age, go out there and get yourself a grasshopper, build it up and you'll thank me for it. And maybe you'll get one in your stocking at Christmas. God bless you, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.